Welcome to Project Plebe,
where we teach you things to do what we just done.
Oh my god, really? Oh man.
Anyway.
We'll get it right one day. Sorry about the laughter at the beginning. Like, we have neighbors and they have a garage right under us, and they were like opening it up as we were recording this. Like, as soon as we started recording.
And it's great when it's broken. So sometimes it'll work, and sometimes it'll just open and close consistently for like a minute.
You know what we should do?
It's so annoying.
We should like buy a garage somehow, and then we should like do it to them. Wait, would it affect them though? Like, what building? We don't even know like what.
I heard you can get garage door openers with the same frequency, so you can just like take it near the garage door and just open and close it.
Oh
when they
my
try
god!
And park.
I'm sure they'd love us.
That would be awesome.
So, what are we doing today? You want to explain to them what we got going on?
Okay. So we got this really trendy thing going on here. So people are cutting open glow sticks, pouring the liquid in mason jars, and making it sparkly.
Like fireflies.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they call it fireflies in a jar.
It's actually called glow jars.
Oh.
And so if you want to, like, look that up on Pinterest, that's where I found it. So, yeah, that would be, like, a cute little idea for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't catch a firefly, because I never get any luck finding them.
I'm just wondering how long this is going to last.
I don't know.
Okay, let's turn the lights. Let's see.
They're kind of glowing.
The laptop light.
Yeah. You know, we did get them at Rose's, and it's kind of like it was a reduced price product, so I don't know.
Oh,
that's why.
There
we go.
How do I be a kid again?
So basically, yeah, that's what we're going to be making today. And what you need, kind of went over it already.
Ooh,
whoa, now it's really dark. Oh, hey, awesome. Lighting it up. Yay, party in, we're in the closet again. Party in the closet. But so, so what you need for this is glow sticks, a mason jar, and make sure there's a lid on the mason jar, and you need glitter. So it's pretty simple, easy project. That is pretty cool. Smile. Aren't your teeth supposed to glow or something?
That's
is anything in the
light.
Closet glow? Oh,
that's a black light.
My
yeah.
bad, never mind. Just kidding. That'd be pretty cool though. Mm. We should get a black light in here. Actually,
we bought one, didn't we?
Oh my goodness, we do have one.
Yeah.
We should put that in here. That would make this like recording area so much cooler than it is.
See all the stains and lint on our shirts.
Ew, never mind.
No.
All right, so you want to begin this project?
Yeah, let's get going. They say to use gloves. I don't think you necessarily. I would, but
yes, we're gonna improvise and use socks.
Don't eat this.
Yeah, don't eat it. That's it would not be a good toxic to your body.
Sorry.
Wait, what about the socks?
I live on the edge.
Okay, so yeah, make sure you get.
I live on the edge.
So, what he's doing now is he's cutting the glow stick.
Wow.
Whoa.
Juicy.
He cut it with scissors, and now it's going into the jar. Whoa! Oh my god! And now it's all over.
Wait, I kind of want to see what scissors look like.
It's all over the scissors now, and it's all over a washcloth we're using.
Oh, that's...
That looks like a
it
mess.
It looks like you just stabbed an alien in the eyes. Oh, that's cool. And like,
that is awesome.
Kids, if you wipe this on
kids.
Your clothes... Well, kids play with glow sticks. So if you wipe this on your clothes, it leaves cool glow marks.
Oh, yeah. Their parents are going to love you
fact,
on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's dripping. Make sure you're...
It's good.
Yeah, you got...
Okay.
Get that going.
How do we, I don't understand.
I guess you just kind of do that. I don't really know if there's a proper technique to it.
I gotta milk it?
I guess. For all you cow milkers out there, you're gonna be set on this.
Yeah, all farmers that listen to this podcast we just started like 2 weeks ago.
There's that one farmer I know. Like, I was looking at our,
It was like one guy in Nebraska.
It was in Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Yeah, I was looking at like our regional area. Somehow there's someone on Kansas listening to us. So thank you, Kansas person, for listening in. And we had a guy from California. So thank you for that too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Made us happy. I was like, I thought when I looked at the geographic area, you got it on the wall.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Now we're going to have to... You're going to spread it.
They paint over it.
Now we're going to have to do a YouTube video on how to get this off a wall.
We have touch-up paint.
Oh, my goodness.
Touch-up paint from them.
I wonder if we can wipe it. How can you wipe this stuff off?
You can't. Don't wipe it. I'll just touch it up. But well, you can't see it unless it's done.
Oh my god. Oh man. We're off to a great start with this project.
So I don't. It's kind of. I think we got the skinny glow sticks.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to pour the liquid in.
So get some thicker glow sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, don't get the thin ones. That's what we did, and we're working with a mess here.
Yeah, we're gonna.
It looks pretty cool though in the jar, and yeah. It's starting to get some glow action.
Got a little something.
Should have wore those socks.
Here, I'll wear one of the socks and try and squeeze it.
I told you those socks are a good idea.
Well, I'm not gonna.
Joked me on it.
My fingers.
Never know. I know if you're wearing socks on your hand, it kind of looks like you would. Oh, you got it, I think. Oh, that noise.
Yeah, it strenuous. Sounds like it's cracking my fingers.
It's like stuck. Yeah. Like the liquid's not moving.
What if I try?
Be careful. John, some of it just went spraying over the side. Okay, let's be done with the glow stick now. I think we're done. Seriously. Just stop cutting it. Or he's cutting it already, never mind.
Okay. Okay, there's a little more.
Yeah. Make sure you have a trash bag by you as soon as you're done with this, because this makes a mess.
Well, okay, so the small ones, when you crack them, I mean, it's a solid thing, apparently. Did you see that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's got, like, solid crystals of this
stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Huh. Solid matter.
Look at that. See?
Wow. Do you hear that dripping noise?
Here, hold listen. Right. Listen to the cracking listen. Noise. Listen. Get it closer. Yeah.
That's so cool. It's like a water faucet of goo.
Goo.
I think we got enough of that stuff now. I probably just want to throw that in the bag now. Some of it's on this side. I guess we'll see it when we turn the closet. I think some of it landed in our shoes. So someone's shoes is going to be glowing.
Good thing there's no important shoe wear over there.
Yeah,
shoes we care about.
Except your dress shoes. Yeah, be in
they're
style.
From the thrift store. I got them for $5, I think.
Yeah.
About $5, yeah.
All right, now he's opening the glitter, and all you gotta do is dump. I don't know, just go for it.
Dump the whole thing.
There we go. Yeah, I think
maybe about half.
There we go. Glitter is the worst. Like, you get one piece on you, and it's there forever.
It really is.
When we bought a thing of glitter, I was kind of regretting it.
Five birthdays ago.
That's what I'm saying. It never leaves. Like, you know how they have birthday cards and it's just like full of glitter? It's like the worst. All right, now after the glitter's in there with the glow stick, you're going to just shake it up. So, yay! Ooh, shake, shake, shake. Oh yeah, make sure that lid's on there really tightly, because this could end to a disaster very quickly.
Yeah, we got the one that has the rubber seal mason jar, and then it has that metal clip on it, which I think is
extra secure.
A really good idea.
Oh wow, this is starting to look really cool.
Yeah.
Pinterest would be proud of us.
They would.
Oh my gosh.
And then they'd be like, tools!
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it worked.
Yay! I mean, well, we don't know yet. We turn the lights off and see.
True. I think it'll look better.
This is like a holy moment here. Let's see. Whoa, that's awesome. Oh, God.
I got it everywhere.
It is. John, it's on the floor. Oh, no. That's where it fell over. Oh, my God. On my laptop?
Wait.
John.
Oh, look. It wipes right off.
You got it all over my laptop.
We should have done this in the kitchen.
All over the floor. Oh, man. This is rough. Okay,
well,
guys.
The good news is this stuff does go away. Like, I can just get this out.
He says that now. Oh wow, it does. That's
look,
cool.
I mean, so yeah, you just get if you
like
get
to
it
scrub
anywhere,
it really hard.
Get some soap water.
Look, it's a tutorial showing you how to get rid of. It's on my finger. My finger's glowing.
Oh man, look at this jar.
That jar though.
That jar.
Jeez.
It's on fleek.
Do you have your phone? I'm gonna take a photo of this. Yeah. You want to grab a photo of it? We're gonna put the photo in. It'll be like a little caption next to our. Did you hear my stomach? Did you hear that? I'm so hungry. Yeah. We didn't eat yet. We had a protein shake, and that's not
protein
working for me.
Ain't real doing it.
I'm trying to be healthy.
It's got no protein in it. How should I take it?
That's a good angle. Yeah, right there. There you go. Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah. Put it, center it.
Center.
It's all about that centering.
Actually, it's not.
Okay, I don't care.
The rule of thirds.
Okay, forget the rule of thirds. Center that. How cool. Yeah. There you go.
Whoa.
Whoa, flat. No. Don't take it on flash. Aww. It ruins the moment.
Just in case you get
there we go.
Pro tip, if you're in the dark and you want to take something, take a picture of something that's glowing in the dark, turn your flash off.
Good pro tip. Woo, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
How fancy.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is a cool idea. We could use this.
We didn't look up anything on how long it lasts, because I know glow stick stuff doesn't, like, it doesn't stay glowy forever, does
yeah.
it?
I don't know.
Like it doesn't.
You know, it's kind of fun, like, cleaning up this mess now, because it just kind of goes away.
Look at that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you using the sock?
Yep.
That sock. Yeah, we should throw that sock away.
Hell no.
You could wear that sock, then.
I want it.
How cool.
And you can actually see in the dark pretty well with this. You can use it when you're traveling.
Traveling?
When you're...
Oh god, I spread it!
When you're traveling through forests and hunting for Dark Souls.
For all of you guys. Oh!
Demon Souls.
You played that game too long already. It's only been an hour.
I finally went back and decided to play Demon Souls, the original Demon Souls. And gotta admit, when I first picked it up, I raged quit so hard. Like, the very first boss, I was like, he's huge, I'm done with this. I can't.
That's how a lot of games end up going.
But it's like, my character moves so slow, I was just, I can't work with this.
You know what would be kind of funny? If we, like, had this glow stick glue everywhere, and we just released it, and we had someone, like, come by and clean the house, and they're just like, whoa.
And then you're just standing behind them, and like, we party hard. We party really hard.
Too much glow stick party action. Okay. Like ultimate rave. What's that word? Like ultimate rave junkies, I guess? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, rave.
Who goes to raves, though? So are raves still a thing, guys?
Oh,
do people go to raves?
I think they're even more of a thing now than they ever were.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess being so old now, you know, I'm being 23 and all, like,
oh,
I feel
wow,
like the
so
world... So, you know, I feel like in a different time now, like a different time genre. Like, what do we do at 23? Kind of just, you know, sit down.
B23.
They don't have songs about 23. Yeah, they do. No one likes you when you're 23. So
okay.
That's how sad that is.
Well, I don't know that. Who is that?
Blink-182.
Okay.
It's like, what's my age again? Or what's my name again? Or what's my age again? What is it? What's my name again? My age. What is it? What's my age again?
I don't know them well enough to do that.
What? You never listened to Blink-182?
Of course I did. I just never, like, oh, you know, I love, wait, what was that one song? I miss you, miss you.
What?
Yeah,
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah,
that is.
He was playing like a drum set made out of skulls. I was like, oh yeah, that's a cool song. But I'm not gonna go. I just didn't feel the need to go look up the rest of their songs.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I only listened to him because I was obsessed with Green Day, and they toured a lot with Blink-182. So I was like, Green Day, Blink-182.
Don't waste your time.
Sound just like him. That's crazy. Oh my goodness. All right, guys. So that's our awesome video today. It was a success. I know the flask.
It was a huge success. It was better than a sriracha gummy heart.
Yeah, the first video we made, you can go back and listen to that. It wasn't much of a success. But this one.
I still have heartburn.
Yeah. This one worked out. So, very easy, not hard to do. We did it, so that's saying a lot. So, you guys could do it too. So, I'm trying to make a video every week. We're going to be gone for 2 weeks coming up here soon. But when we get back, I promise we'll be leaving you with awesome ideas. We'll be thinking
stuff.
We'll be using our creative juices to make awesome things happen.
Yeah.
For, you know, the next video.
Pinterest.
So, Pinterest, yes. So if you guys could leave us any suggestions on what you want to see us do, or just, you know, just keep listening. That means a lot. All of you are awesome. And yeah, have an awesome day and
keep doing stuff that makes you happy, because when you do that and you do it yourself, then you're done. And that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's our new tagline.
Thank you.
I'll try it.
Trademark. I don't know if that's trademark, but I don't know. We'll get
later.
On that.
Later.
Bye.